Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Vinny Verga, a CEO with Floors and Kitchens Today. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm good. Actually, you're CEO of that, and you're also CEO of Floors and More. We'll talk about both of those. A little background on you. You grew up in the flooring business. You've spent your whole life, basically. I think your parents were in the business, and then you've been in it your whole life as well, right?
I have. I'm lucky. My dad taught my brother and I the business, and my brother and my son are in the business. So we're working on three generations strong.
All right. So you have five stores in under this name Floors and Kitchens Today, which obviously tells you that you've diversified. You're doing a lot more than just flooring, and you're up in the New England area. Tell us how business is up there.
We're on track to have our best year ever, Kemp. Business has really taken off. Since the election, we've seen a marked improvement in traffic into the stores, average ticket size, and just consumer confidence. So we're on track to really have a wonderful year.
Yeah, and just catch my listeners up, because the news several years ago when you were first starting this is that you were going to be Big Bob's up there. So you've, I think this is still, is this a Big Bob's franchise, or is, talk about the difference there?
Actually, it's an interesting conversation. We started as Big Bob's back in 2011 when we first opened. And then we found that a lot of consumers in our marketplace were leaning towards doing remodeling, kitchen and bathroom, and we were losing a lot of that business. And so we repositioned to Floors and Kitchens Today. Mm-hmm. And then, as luck would have it, we ended up becoming the buying group, Floors and More.
Yeah.
And Floor to Ceiling is one of the entities that we're very engaged with and we're very proud of. And Floors and Kitchens Today is very much a Floor to Ceiling. So we moved it into the Floor to Ceiling family because it basically looks, feels, and other than the name, is very much a Floor to Ceiling store.
Okay. So the two big threats, I believe, right now in the marketplace, as I listen to my listeners and get feedback, is internet sales and big box sales. So do you see it that way, and how are you winning the game there?
Well, that's a very interesting conversation. I think there are more big threats than that.
Okay.
But I certainly think that the big boxes continue to take share. I believe that if you run your business well, and if you differentiate on service, and if you do the kinds of things that Floor to Ceiling and Big Bob's, are, which are all a part of the Floors and More group, talk about, you can win against the home centers just about every time. I mean, it's pretty easy to consistently beat them. I think the internet is a different conversation. Digital marketing is becoming so important, and unfortunately, so many independent floor covering and even independent kitchen and bath dealers, Kemp, don't understand digital marketing. Mm-hmm. They're scared of it, so they don't do it. Or they try it for a couple months, they don't see immediate results, much like regular marketing, by the way, and they stop doing it, which is a huge mistake based on generational changes and who's becoming our primary customer in the marketplace. It's a big problem.
So how do you, let me ask you a question that leads you to it, is I went to your initial Floors and More's meeting and saw where you were going to give funding to these members for them to create websites by creating your space. So you see this as being one of the ways where these independent retailers, you know, mid-sized small businesses can combat what's going on out there by having a great presence.
No question. Whether you're in Big Bob's, which is, you know, Big Bob's Flooring Outlet, which is our franchise group, which is a wonderful program that's very successful, or if you're in Floor to Ceiling, which is our retail stores, which the Floors and Kitchens Today stores are a part of, we give our members a full custom website as a part of their membership in either group. We do digital social media marketing for them. So we're literally making posts for them, making sure that they're hosted correctly on a variety of different social media properties, and that they're gaining views and gaining traction with people and trending correctly. And then on top of that, we layer in really strong digital tools that are complementary to the regular tools. So we have HDTV commercials, we have radio commercials, we have print, and we'll tie them back across what we're doing on the internet and social media so that the consumer sees a unified brand experience from our member and in either brand. And that makes a huge difference, especially today when you have millennials and the younger generation coming up behind them are so much more internet-based or mobile-based, honestly. They're using mobile devices almost all the time. You've really got to be there and be there in a meaningful way.
Let's be clear on this. When you say digital marketing, you're not taking it all the way to e-commerce. You're really talking about the front door and the information side, and you're trying to build traffic. Isn't that right?
We are. I mean, what we're trying to do is get the consumer to raise their hand. Floor covering, even kitchen cabinet remodeling, these are tactile products. Mm-hmm. Consumers want to see them and touch them. So what we want to do, though, is get the consumer interested enough and engage in a conversation with them so that we build trust and so that we're on the consideration list and we have an opportunity to work on the job. And we know that if we can get our member in the customer's home or we can get the consumer into our store, either, we've got about an 80% shot of getting that deal closed if we're in the home. And if we get them in the store, we've got a good 40 to 50% shot of getting that deal closed. So we want to make sure that we make that happen whenever and however we can.
All right.
E-commerce is definitely a part of the future. We believe long-term we'll have e-commerce enabled for all our members as well, but we're not there yet.
Let's move to Floors and Moores for a minute. I went to your inaugural meeting in Minneapolis last year. This is the latest and newest buying group, and you focus on, look at your website, which is floorsandmoore.org, and it says right there, big headline, we believe in small business. So you're focused on starting a buying group. Let me ask you on that, on the structure. Is it franchisee, co-op? How does it structured?
We've got two sides. So Big Bob's Flooring Outlet is a franchise system.
Okay.
It's a proven system that works. It's almost a turnkey program that can be opened up in just about any size market and be successful. So that's something where we're usually starting it from scratch. It's very unusual for us to convert someone into Big Bob's. It happens occasionally, but rarely.
Mm-hmm.
And then Floor to Ceiling is a membership group where we're taking people who are either water and restoration experts, existing retail business, or maybe they have a multifamily builder or commercial business and they want to have a strong retail presence in store, and we help them with the tools, the systems, everything you need to really make sure that you're maximizing your effectiveness and your profitability in that space. And that's a membership agreement, very simple, easy agreement. In fact, we're having a membership drive for both groups right now where it makes it pretty easy and very low risk for someone to join either group.
And when you roll the numbers together, how many members do you have now?
Currently, we have about 88 storefronts, and I believe that's about 76 members.
Is that a national footprint?
Yes.
Well, good to talk to you. I wanted to catch up with what's going on with you in both your stores and with your national buying group, Floors and Moores. Again, been talking to Vinny Verga, the CEO of Floors and Kitchens Today and of Floors and Moores. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.